Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis, Chapter 8, Running the Table. Tensions escalate between Heinrich Himmler, the head of the SS and its occult division of the Nazis, and Tesla's team. In an act of desperation, Himmler decides to strike directly at Tesla's team members. The idea is to exploit Tesla's inability to use the coil based upon the court order. Behind closed doors, Himmler gloats. Without the coil, he is nothing. Using bribery to get the whereabouts of the Tesla Group's safe house, the Nazis strike quickly. They stake out the place, waiting in the shadows for Faustus and Tesla and the Maccabee commandos to leave the safe house, and then they make their move.
Go! Go!
Swooping in
go.
To make the grab. Himmler uses both soldiers and malevolent entities recruited from the other side. Quickly, take her, before Tesla and Faustus return. Although Selene is a demon, she's overwhelmed by the sheer number of other demons. She is carried away quickly, and now in Nazi possession. Meanwhile, Tesla and Faustus had left a training session with the Maccabee commandos to meet with Mephistopheles and the demons who helped rebuild the coil. The first issue was the cost of the repair. We require the souls of everyone in your team as payment for the coil. Nikola pushed back in response to the price. First of all, Faustus has already pledged his soul to Mephistopheles, and Selene is already from hell. She belongs there, so you only need to deal with me. Another demon said,
we want to have a percentage of any profits you generate from this coil.
Profits? You seek profits? I can't even go near the coil because of this legal restraining order. So how can I give you any?
Well, we will rebuild the coil differently so it won't violate any court orders, the demon persisted. You can have your coil back, but it will be modified and updated, completely different and non-violative of the court order.
Tesla is apprised of the kidnapping during the meeting by one of the commandos, and he tells the demons about it, and they are outraged, volunteering to join the rescue mission.
No one should exploit demons, especially humans, the lead demon said. We will join your force to regain her. And Tesla said, determined,
we must get her back, but we need a good strategy for doing so.
The talk turned to Mephistopheles and Faustus, and Tesla tried to buy Faustus more time.
You've waited centuries for Faustus, Tesla said calmly. Allowing him to continue his work wouldn't be terribly harmful to your interests, and Himmler is trying to destroy us all. Do you really want to be used by the Nazis by calling in your marker now? You waited all this time. Why would you want it now? Because Himmler says so? Do you work for yourself, or do you work for Himmler?
Mephistopheles, considering this, says,
you make a good point, but what's in it for me?
And Tesla said, well, if Faustus seeks redemption, more people will make pacts, believing they can escape the pact. And if he fails, you still get his soul. But if he succeeds, you should be able to get more souls because people will see that there's an escape clause possible, and they can escape the pact. The talk then returned to Selene.
When we get her back, the ban on her teaching is unacceptable. I think you should have a say in that, because she can influence young minds at these colleges, and removing her hurts your cause more than helps it. People are very anti-demon, and I'm beginning to wonder why.
Mephistopheles said, well, we'll talk to the colleges. Meanwhile, I'll consider what you said. Faustus prepared to organize the raid on SS headquarters where Selene was being held, the information coming from Hank, who was still working directly for the SS. We'll take the Maccabees and the demons with us. This will end now. And Tesla concerns his,
and what about my powers?
Will I remain a human coil? I have no coil to bring to this fight. And the demon leader, known as Primitus, spoke up.
Most probably, yes. You are, after all, the Wizard of Electricity.
The team receives critical information about Selene's exact whereabouts within the headquarters building within a special magical lattice. According to our mole, she's being held in a dungeon of sorts guarded by this lattice, which is designed to prevent against any form of escape, Faustus said. And Tesla said grimly, "Thank you. We're going to need to disable it to get her out." During their preparation, they get disturbing news. A note from the SS telling them to surrender unconditionally, back off from their activities, or Selene will soon be killed. Moby could always back down and then do it under a different name or do it under different guise, Faustus said to Tesla. Nicola was troubled.
I need to find a random verse in the Bible, something that I can go to sleep with, and when I wake up, I'll have the answer.
Tesla followed his own plan, and when he awoke after sleeping fitfully, he was busy. The only difference is now I don't have to build a prototype. I merely have to design it, and my body seems to, well, embody it. Somehow the coil and I became entangled of sorts, and well, now whatever I draw regarding it manifests within me. And you say you got this design and idea from out of a Bible verse at random?
Exactly, Faustus.
Are you sure this is going to work? Well, it had better work. That night, despite the presence of swarming guards nearly everywhere, Tesla, Faustus, and the others engage in a daring rescue mission.
I have ways for dealing with that magical lattice.
Tesla, with growing confidence and insight, devised a new device within himself based on a passage from the Bible. Reading aloud, he said, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken."
"So what are you planning, Nicola?" Faustus asked, and Tesla, smiling, said,
"An earthquake, Faustus. Not just any earthquake, but one that affects both the physical and the metaphysical planes."
Tesla extended his hands, activating a power from within. There was a violent shaking of the ground, and the walls of the SS headquarters began to crumble. The building collapsed, and the lattice holding Selene broke apart.
"You had told me you got your ideas for designs from the Bible, but
now I'm seeing it in action."
It was a scene of utter chaos. Dazed guards and prisoners everywhere.
"Now's our chance," Tesla said. "Now's our chance to go in and get Selene. With all this confusion, they don't know what's going on."
With a collapsed building and a compromised security system, Team Tesla sprung into action. The team moved in searching for Selene. They found her halfway when she was stumbling through the corridors, and they were searching through them. Selene was overcome with emotion, collapsing into Tesla's arms.
"Thank you, Nicola. I knew you'd come for me."
The team emerged victorious, their bond strengthened by the rescue. Yet they also knew that this was just another battle in a larger war against the forces of darkness.